Hey, hola, hola, mariposas mil. It is still your favorite podcaster on the block, Psycho Nagger. Somehow I feel like I have lost the right to say it is still, considering I left you guys hanging for the longest time. 5 months, I think, six. I am so sorry. And I'm not going to bring old energy into this and like say, oh, I'm going to give you old news and just keep you updated what's been happening, even though that is kind of my job. But I want to come here with fresh I mean energy, considering right now in the moment I am recording this podcast, nothing extremely fresh has happened. So before we go into just today, I want to say that I am so sorry, and hopefully by the end of this month, season 2 of What the Fuck is Psycho Talk will be coming to an end, and season 3 will be coming with totally fresh energy, and I will be giving you top-notch gist, because you know, that is what I'm here for. I know some of you are here just giving me bombastic side eye, criminal offenses. But you know that I mean if it's not because I'm cooking something special, you know, I wouldn't have let you hanging like that. So I am totally sorry. I am really fucking sorry. I miss you. I hope you miss me too. Before I go into all the tea, to our tea that I have to give you all today, you know how we do it. New music Friday. But I mean, it's not New Music Friday, considering songs, some already dropped and some did not drop yet. We have 4AM, the EP, 4AM Singing Songs About You by Neo Naza. It drops last week. If you have not listen to that, you should definitely go check that out. Still Slime by Flair, Amali, Hood Enough by YN Assad, Rock Surfer and Cyclo Negro, Cold Nights will be dropping really soon. Asufi Ash will also be dropping really soon. Me personally, a single, Kiss Me Spanish featuring Shali Bombshell, will be dropping soon, and other great stuff that I will be updating you with time to time. Well, so if you have not listened to any of these tracks, or you have not tried to anticipate, because you know gods are dropping god music, please do well to anticipate, because you know, if it's not premium music, if it's not great shit, I am not giving it to your ears, okay? Well, today I will be giving you, like I said, the tea to a tea, because that is what I'm here for, and if I'm not here doing it, no one else will do it for you. And even if there's somebody doing it for you, they will not do it the way I do it. So please pay attention. First of all, I feel like I'm going to be a very terrible newscaster, because all these things I just did, who sent me? Anywho, babies, I've just for you guys, so everyone is here making noise about how YNW Melly might be sentenced to death, and we all know that might definitely happen. But for everyone who did not know the YNW Melly gist, I'm here to give it to you. So basically, YNW turned himself in and was arrested in February 2019 for the premeditated murder of his friend. Emphasis on turned himself in. He went to the cops and said, look at me, oh Lord, send me. He took himself and he gave his hand in coffin to the cops so he could get arrested. So I don't know, all this free Melly, somehow we're trying to prove that he's innocent, but then he turned himself in. I don't know what someone who's innocent will be turning themselves in for. What exactly, nigga? What do you just love being in prison? Because I do not understand. Anywho, back to the gist. He turned himself in and was arrested for the premeditated murder of his friend in October 2018. The trial just started this year, and yeah, that's that. That's how the whole gist is fresh and everyone's talking about it. Blah blah blah. Basically, it's suggested that Melly, he put his mouth together, the joint mouths. Him and somebody here, like together in conniving, whatever, with YNW Portland Kotlin Harry to murder both their friends and make it appear like they were also fatally injured in a drive-by shooting. Allegedly, Melly drove Christopher Thomas and Anthony Williams, who also happened to be YNW rappers, the victims to the hospital in a car he claimed they were shot in. However, cops didn't find any evidence that the deaths were from a drive-by shooting, but there is a video of four of them, the gangies, the squaddies, the friends, leaving the studio together. That's on the day they died, blah blah blah, yada yada yada. That's the main gist you need to hear, basically. But if found guilty, Melly could face the death penalty or alternatively be sentenced to life imprisonment without the chance of parole. Honestly, personally, I feel like the chances of YNW Melly going free is very, very slim, babies, honestly. So either way, found guilty, niggas suffering. He's free Melly. I don't want to seem like an op because I love Melly so much. Free Melly, everybody. I'm saying it here like I have a power, but I can't. Even if I scream free Melly from now till tomorrow, not happening. So, yeah, anywho, on to better news. True new categories have been added for the 2024 Grammys. Best African Music Performance, Best Alternative Jazz Album, and Best Pop Dance Recording. Additionally, two existing categories, Producer of the Year, Non-Classical, and Songwriter of the Year, Non-Classical, will be moved to general field. Do I hear amen, somebody? Inside all of this greatness happening, David, the whole David Burna Boy, new cats, old cats, in the middle cats, gray hair cats, newborn cat. I do not know what's it with you guys, but personally, I think I cannot take David or Damini seriously. They're friends. These niggas are guys. There's nothing you want to tell me. David, Ibrahim, Damini, they're all friends, but David literally posted Damini on his IG like a month ago. And bruh, basically just throwing praises here, throwing praises there. We know they're friends. All this, he was looking for a reaction because even the way he said it, the new cats like Burna Boy, Asake, Fireboy, Rama, and all, he said it twice and then he had this subtle smile on his face like, oh, now the media is gonna have something to say, huh? Anywho, that's that. We don't know why Mr. Easy is not blessing our ears with new music, but personally, like my friend were talking like I think yesterday and he was saying that he feels like Mr. Easy is definitely putting his money somewhere. He has invested his money somewhere that is giving him more money than music is. And that's why he's not putting as much attention into music. And I totally, totally agree. Joe Boy dropped his album Body and Soul and Premium Music. Huh? I totally like the songs on the project. And my personal favorite is Check My Phone. Check Your Phone. Check My Phone. Definitely check my phone. And also, I don't know if it's just me that has noticed, but I personally think Omale is, there's something, Omale has, he's doing hard drugs. There has to be something wrong with Omar. I'm loving the vibe, I'm loving everything, but I mean, something just up, baby. But I'm totally loving it. I'm here for every single Omale thing that is happening. Anywho, guys, we saw how Fina, unusual Fina, the hype man, the hype woman, the hype stress, celebrated her birthday. It was all vibes and inshallah, very fucking simple. Everybody was invited. They said everyone was invited. I did not get an invite. I did not go. So no, not everyone was invited. In fact, I didn't even know it was her birthday. So yeah, I don't know what she was talking about. And yeah, earlier this month, we saw that Burna Boy became the first African to sell out the 80,000 capacity London Stadium, the home ground of the EPL team West Ham United. Did I hear the ops say something? Ops, were you saying something? No? That's what I thought. Yeah, speaking of EPL, Manchester City won the Champions League over Inter Milan. Wait, we all knew that was coming, did we not? We all knew that was coming. And also Messi has made, that's Messi's share, is not APL share, but I'm telling you anywho, Messi has made a move to an Arabian team, Al Hilal, bruh. I don't know. Don't ask. I don't know. Just check your sources. I don't know. Yeah, he's made a move to that. And yeah, honestly, I personally feel him and the other Bogut will eventually retire really soon. So yeah, that's it. Honestly, I love them both. I think they're both amazing footballers. I think they're great players. So yeah, big ups. Yeah, and apparently Manchester United has an affinity. They have a thing for spending money on old players. They can buy all the almost dead people, one leg in the grave people they feel like buying. I'm going to say zero about it. Okay. Anyhow. So, you know, I will not be me if I don't have gists. So, this day I'm going to the studio and I'm eating my wafers in a trike, because first of all it was just me and I really needed something to, like, something with sugar, something to just give me a little bit of vibe. And I'm taking my wafers, I'm in a trike, and three guys come in, one sits in front. You know how they do it in Nigeria, people just overloading the keke napep because they like uncomfortability a lot. And to go, first of all they come in, the whole trike begins to reek of cheap alcohol. Like, it is so fucking disgusting. And do you know what's surprising? This was a Saturday morning, afternoon. It's like 11, 12-ish. So it wasn't really late. And they coming, and I'm still eating my wafers. And they say, oh, hi. And I'm like, okay, good afternoon. Also, it was definitely tough. So good afternoon. And the guy sitting next to me is like, oh, I like how you look. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You look good too. Because honestly, he was looking crisp. He wore a caftan, but he reeked of chip beer and so. But I just gave out the compliment anyhow. Because, and then the dingus, the Nikon pop, the big for nothing piece of shit that was sitting in front of the tri goes, oh, yes, I love your face very much. And especially your lips. I just want to kiss them. Ha! Bruh, I'm gobsmacked. I'm taken aback. It shocked me. Because, I hate God. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, this is what I said in quotes. I'm sorry. But do you go about telling everybody you see with lip gloss in a trike that you want to kiss them? And he's like, oh, it's a compliment. And I'm like, oh, nigga, you definitely need to get yourself a new dictionary. Oh, a dictionary, because obviously you've never owned one, because you don't know the meaning of a compliment. What do you mean it's a compliment? What kind of a compliment is that? Okay, legend starts going, have some respect, have some this, I'm married. I'm like, first of all, I'm sorry for your wife. Secondly, have some respect. Have you met yourself? Do you know the definition of some respect? Nigga obviously needed a dictionary, honestly, guys, because some are saying, bitch, you know what respect is. No, you do not. Anywho, I was so pissed that day, guys. Like, eventually I decided to un-anger myself, because some people are just not worth it. I was so, and I was already having a shitty ass day, and the waivers was just supposed to leave my motherfucking spirit. And then this motherfucker and his friends are backing him, like, legit, they're backing him. I'm like, you are a disrespectful piece of shit. I told him straight up, you're a disrespectful piece of shit, and, like, you should not go around saying this kind of shit to people, because it is disrespectful as fuck. You know, anywho, please, that's what happens in Plateau. You live in Plateau, you face shades. No shades don't air Plateau people, kinda. But seriously, anywho, yeah, that's that. Like I said, I've been cooking new shit for you guys, and that's why I've not been so active with my podcast. But hopefully, I am going to give you all the premium content that you deserve. Did I mention that my track Kiss Me Spanish featuring Shallow Bam shall be dropping? Yeah, I think I already did that. And hopefully later this year, my sophomore extended playlist, Popcorn, will also be dropping. I hope you're totally waiting for that. And I know this is not a lot of news, and this is probably not all the news. Oh, yeah, by the way, before I go on, by the way, I want to say congratulations to Hilda Bassey. She got her recognition for Guinness World, that stuff they give people. Yeah, she got the recognition, and I'm so glad. I'm hearing shit about, a lot of people had things to say about Chef Dami and her trying to break Hilda's record and blah, blah, blah. Honestly, I feel like it was a very gutsy move. It was a very bold move, and all people should do is try to support. And even though you'll not get recognized after 1 year, or you're not supposed to attempt to break the same record till after 1 year, I think someone's explaining that shit to me. I still did not check it out, but I'll definitely do that and come and clear it out with you guys, because you know that's what I know how to do best. I'll come and give you all the tea. I feel like, still, just support her. I mean, she probably did not even know. Sorry if you're hearing any background noise. I'm in my room right now recording this, and there's people around, and you're doing their own shit, and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, forgive all the noise. And my gate is so loud, guys. Yeah, so, basically, that's that. I hope Chef, I don't know what's going on with the whole Chef Dami thing, but honestly, that was a gutsy move. I'm proud of her. Yeah, I'm super proud that someone's actually doing their own shit, despite what y'all motherfuckers have to say, because y'all motherfuckers always have something to say. The fuck? Anywho, yeah, that's that. And Kanye and his wife, all the PDA these days, I do not even understand. It's giving. And that MVTA people did, that useless thing y'all were wearing, y'all need help. And all this bloggers going around saying, oh, she killed it, she waited. Do you believe if an outfit that killed it slaps you in the face, would you recognize it? Very rubbish people. And some of the bloggers did attend, they attended the MVCAs, and they were looking like trash, but they had the mind to hype themselves. Rubbish. Anywho, yeah, I'm not here to shade anybody. I'm not here because the way I'm saying it, I'm going to be famous in a bit, so I don't want anything to jinx it for me. So yeah, back to what I was saying, guys. Today is not for typical my jizz, but definitely I will catch you on the next episode with all the tea that you deserve. Also, Project Toast dropped. I think I mentioned that Project Toast was happening in one of my previous episodes for my podcast. So Project Toast did drop, the official playlist also dropped, and director Victor, he shot a video for Crosswords Greatest. So if you've not seen any of this, you should definitely go check it out. You know, if it's not great shit, I will not suggest it to you. So please do go check that out. Subsequently, I'm going to catch you on every other episode of my podcast. It is still your favorite podcaster on the blog, Psycholenegra, PSYCHOLENEGRA. That is it on Instagram. Por favor, sigue la página oficial de Instagram, oficial de Twitter, oficial de every motherfucking social media. Okay, it is PSYCHOLENEGRA, the Son of God, and also the official podcast handle. It is What the Fuck It's Psycho Talk. WTFITS_PSYCHO Talk. If you do not know how to spell talk, you probably still need to go to school, but I love you, so I'm going to spell it for you. PSYCHOTALK. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for tolerating my absence. Nobody else will do this for me the way you guys do it for me. I think there's a bird outside signaling me to drop my mic. So, Q drops mic. Bye. I'm so motherfucking dramatic. Bye, bye, babies. Bye, guys.